I'll carry you, you'll carry me, we'll help each other through it. Come on and see, good movement draws good movement.
Welcome to Good Movement Draws Good Movement, the podcast where farmers, ranchers, and rural folks can grow relationally through awareness, understanding, and effective communication. Hey, it's T. I'm your host, and I, along with my guests, will be covering topics related to drawing good movement. Things like self and social awareness, brain science, positive psychology, extending grace, and so much more. We'll share tools that can help you understand why you are the way you are, why others are the way they are, and how you can use that to step out of self-told lies with grace and compassion to draw good movement in conversations, relationships, and life in rural America. Let's go draw good movement. Welcome back to the Good Movement Draws Good Movement podcast. Recently, and on more than one occasion, I've been asked if I've ever considered becoming a therapist, more specifically, a family or relationship therapist. And the answer is yes. Yes, I have thought about it, but going back to school just isn't in the cards right now. And honestly, I'm not sure I want to adhere to all the rules and regulations therapists and mental health counselors have to adhere to. So, I've decided to put my gift of guiding folks through their relationship journeys to work in a different way. I've lived in rural America my whole life. I understand the unique dynamics rural living brings to relationships. And I've found that the Stockmanship principle of good movement applies not only to our interactions with our livestock, but also to interactions with our fellow humans. Hence this podcast. But I've also been working behind the scenes these past couple months to bring the Good Movement Collective to life. If you've listened to the past few episodes, the most recent episodes, you've likely heard me talk about the Collective, which is a six-month virtual group coaching program for emotionally tapped rural women who are ready to clearly and confidently communicate so they can eliminate overwhelm and experience joy in their relationships. But it's so much more than a group coaching program. And that's why I'm dedicating this episode to the Good Movement Collective, diving into what and why it is. You know, I'm big on the why, so let's start there. As I alluded to at the beginning of this episode, I've been asked on more than one occasion by more than one human if I've ever considered becoming a therapist, specifically of the relationship and or family variety. And while I had been considering becoming a therapist or a mental health counselor, I was always hesitant to be relationship or family focused specifically. Why? Well, because my relationships are far from perfect. If you listened to episode 15, you know that on occasion, Tom and I still fight while moving cattle. And I have this whole mental block about if I can't get it right 100% of the time in my own relationships, then I just obviously can't help other people with that. And that is complete crap. But not only that, I've always been a little resistant when I feel a big call to something. Sometimes God lays things on my heart and I recognize it and I see his point, but I don't actually do anything about it until he sends me all kinds of signs. I need all the signs. How do I talk to my husband about this? How can I approach my mother-in-law in a way that's kind but direct? How do I hold this boundary with my mom without looking like an a-hole? My dad is pretty set in his ways. How do I talk to him about something I'd like to change? All these questions, all but one came from a woman, came in the matter of a 48-hour period. The 48-hour period where I happened to be resisting that call that I felt really hard. I was just being a mule. Then in the following days, conversations with friends who are also rural women and a question box on Instagram sealed it for me. In the question box on Instagram, I asked rural women what they struggled with most in relationships. And the following are just some of the answers I got. Communication. Discussing succession of a multi-generation farm is not welcome with in-laws. Support, even though I support those around me. Relationships with in-laws and family when it comes to ranching and business together. Finding new relationships. General lack of socializing. Knowing how to show up, how to be there, and ask for help. Instead of having tough conversations, I tend to keep it bottled up. Friendships. Accepting different opinions. I was raised to shun opposing views. True connections. Ones where someone understands or can relate and or give advice. These responses, I truly believe, are far more common than we realize. And that, quite frankly, breaks my heart. But because of the nudging from the good Lord, which included the questions, those responses, the Good Movement Collective was born. Like I said, the Good Movement Collective is a 6-month virtual group coaching program for emotionally tapped rural women who are ready to clearly and confidently communicate so they can eliminate overwhelm and experience joy in their relationships. But more than that, it's a supportive community of rural women who've started down the road of self-awareness, coming together to grow relationally through deepened awareness, understanding, and effective communication. It's a place where they can step out of self-told lies with grace and compassion to draw good movement across the board in their lives and relationships in rural America. Led by someone who understands the unique challenges rural women face in their relationship. That someone, if you haven't guessed, is me. The Good Movement Collective is truly a safe place for rural women to explore patterns, break cycles, learn, and grow. Inside the collective, you'll say goodbye to misunderstandings and confusion as you learn powerful techniques to express yourself clearly and authentically. You'll become confident in your ability to navigate any relationship, whether it's with your spouse, in-laws, family, friends, or coworkers. You'll break free from the overwhelm that comes with unresolved emotions, unspoken thoughts, and experience a newfound sense of peace in your life. You'll rediscover the joy of genuine connections as you grow deeper, more fulfilling relationships built on understanding, trust, and respect. We'll follow my Good Movement framework, which takes a holistic approach to personal growth, focusing not only on improving communication skills, but also nurturing emotional and mental well-being while fostering genuine connections. The Good Movement Collective includes a course library of self-paced lessons delivered via private podcast, so you can download and listen anywhere, anytime, because, hey, hello, rural internet and cell phone signal don't lend themselves to video streaming sometimes. And, you know, you can listen to a podcast while you're checking water or riding through pears or doing any other sort of farm and ranch work. The Good Movement Collective also includes a workbook to supplement the private podcast. This workbook includes journal prompts and tools and exercises to help you along the way. You get 24/7 access to a private Slack channel for community and connection and additional support from me. And every other week, we have live calls where you'll receive personalized guidance, community support, and feedback from yours truly. So if you find yourself emotionally tapped, trying to navigate the highs and lows of marriage, family dynamics, and or friendships in rural America, struggling with loneliness, lack of socialization, or finding your people, overwhelmed by the constant challenges of communicating and expressing yourself effectively, and longing for more joy and true connection, I would love nothing more than to have you join us in the Good Movement Collective. Doors close March 26th, 2024 at 11:59 p.m. and space is limited. So my suggestion would be to run, don't walk to the show notes, tap the link and join us inside the collective. Until next time, draw good movement. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you. If you found value in this episode, I'd love for you to share with others who might also benefit from tuning in. Share by word of mouth, send it in a text, take a screenshot and post it on social media, or share however you prefer. And if you haven't already, hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, draw good movement.